This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Now to the global perspective on business and economics. On Thursday, China will tell us how fast its economy is growing. And as Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports, all signs point to more evidence of a slowdown.
Economists expect China's third quarter GDP growth to slip to 7.4%, amazing by U.S. standards, but not for a country that's been used to near double-digit growth for years. And some economists aren't buying the 7.4% figure either.
It doesn't seem to match up with what I see going on.
Tsinghua University economist Patrick Shavonik thinks China's actual GDP growth is around 4%. Steel output is down, power consumption is lagging, and the EU crisis has hurt trade to China's biggest export market. Shavonik says China's economic formula of exports plus infrastructure investment isn't working anymore, and that's taken a toll on many foreign companies.
If you're Australia selling iron ore or Caterpillar selling construction equipment, you're going to get hit really hard by this decline in investment.
But for the Apples, the GMs, and the KFCs out there, China is still a very attractive market. Consumption has tapered off a little, but as China moves toward a consumer-led economy, retailers will continue to see growth. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.